The machinery sloshed, whirred, jangled, and clinked as I stood in breathless anticipation at the end of the conveyor belt on the factory floor. Where is it? Come on! After another jangle and clink, the rubber safety strips that hung over the machine's exit hatch swung outward, and there it was. The first jar of my Firefly brand moonshine, the mason jar's aluminum lid sparkling in the light from the fixtures overhead. Woohoo! I threw my fists in the air and snatched the jar from the belt, planting a big kiss on the label before hugging it to my chest. Melodramatic, maybe, but this jar had been years in the making. I'd invested my heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into my new moonshine business, not to mention every last cent I'd saved, and then some. The first payment on my bank loan would be due in 2 short weeks. Good thing my moonshine shack would be ready to open for business first thing Monday morning, only 3 days from now. I slipped the inaugural jar of shine in my tote bag and readied a cardboard box. Another jar exited the hatch and began its journey down the metal rollers, shimmying like one of Beyoncé's backup dancers. I grabbed the jar and tucked it into a corner of the box, adding 11 more as they jiggled their way toward me over the next 2 minutes. The ancient bottling machine wasn't fast, but it was efficient enough for my small batch operation, and the factory manager had charged me a fair price to use it. A quick zip-zip with the strapping tape dispenser, and the box was sealed and ready to be loaded into my secondhand cargo van for transport to my shop. I'd had the van painted day glow green and affixed magnetic signs with my Firefly Moonshine logo to both sides. Might as well advertise my wares while I drive around town, right? My good friend Kiki, a freelance artist, had designed the whimsical logo for me. The graphic featured 2 flirty cartoon fireflies writing in fluorescent green against a midnight blue background. The first firefly used his bright behind to spell Firefly. The other used her dazzling derriere to spell moonshine. The image was cute and eye-catching, perfect for my products. The floor supervisor circled around to check on things.
Everything all right over here, Miss Hayes?
My dark curls bobbed as I turned to him.
Looking good?
I pointed to the carton at my feet. My first case. Isn't it marvelous? He chuckled.
Never seen anyone get so excited about their products.
I shrugged.
What can I say? Moonshine's in my blood.
It was true, figuratively and sometimes literally. Back in the days of Prohibition, my great-granddaddy was the number one bootlegger in the region, the primary supplier of hooch all the way from his hometown of Chattanooga, Tennessee, south to the Chattahoochee River in Georgia. He'd made a small fortune before the sheriff arrested him. While my great-grandfather lost the fortune to revenuers, homestead laws allowed him to hang on to his rustic cabin in the Smoky Mountains and the rusty still hidden among the pine trees at the back of his property. He'd passed the cabin, the still, and the secrets of making moonshine along to my granddaddy, who'd passed them down to me when he'd moved to the Singing River Retirement Home a few years ago. Yep, making moonshine was a family tradition, and it was high time the Hayes family started making money at it again.